Your source for cruise news and planning. From Royal to Disney, this is Rope Drop on Deck.
Welcome aboard to another Rope Drop on Deck. I am Doug McKnight here with Michelle McKnight. And Michelle, we've had a busy couple of weeks, haven't we?
We have. I know I promised we'd be back to once a week, but Doug laughed when that happened.
I did, and you stuck with your promise. Maybe next week.
Probably not. So let's get through graduation. Sorry, I'm already backing out of next week.
Oh my gosh.
Unless Doug wants to get a guest co-host.
Maybe I'll look at my options. So, but yeah, getting ready for someone to graduate high school, and we have track and soccer in full swing, plus district music coming up. Granted, we don't play at district music.
I have to go on the bus, so it's a full day for me.
On the bus.
Yeah, and then we have speech nationals too. So
yes, speech nationals coming up. That's a exciting thing for us. Both kids will be competing. Well, both older kids, both of our high schoolers, will be competing at the Nighthawk speech nationals. It will be exciting. So anywho, let's move on to the first thing on the old agenda. That's the Apple Podcast review. Leave us a 5-star review. We will read it on air. We're sitting at 93 reviews, Michelle. Wouldn't it be cool to get to 100?
It would.
Especially with 5 stars. We have some not 5 stars. Come on, people. Just, you can message me on Twitter or X or Instagram or something if you have concerns about the show. Just, you don't need to air it on the... Who does that? We live rent-free in some heads. Rent-free in some heads with my sarcasm. People don't like it.
Well, then I don't... Then that's just me. Don't listen.
Right?
I don't understand.
If you don't like it, just don't listen. I don't know why you need to do your star rating. Anyway, leave us a 5-star review so we can sleep at night. Here we go. Let's get to 100. All right. This one's titled Amazeballs with an exclamation point. 5 stars by Stilfetti. 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 Yeah, you shouldn't have even tried. You just laughed at me. Anyway. Yep. All right. I stumbled across this podcast a few months ago and have listened to nearly every backlist episode. I'm sorry. I'm almost caught up. I truly enjoy the banter between Michelle and Doug. I can hear the eye rolls. Ha ha ha. My husband also doesn't pack except for his own medication and maybe the chargers.
Might be a new friend for me. With Doug.
Yeah. Anyway, this June, we are going on our first cruise since our honeymoon nearly 20 years ago, and it'll be our kids' first cruise. I have loved every minute of your podcast and appreciate all the information and tips you provide. Awesome review. And
thank you.
I'm excited for you to go on your first cruise in 20 years and your kids' first. I get excited to hear people are cruising. Michelle, is that weird? I get excited for people.
It's slightly weird, but I guess that's why we do this podcast.
I don't know. I hope we've said some things that will help them get more out of their cruising experience and like their expectations and what happens. I hope so. Okay, I'll shut up now.
But thanks for leaving the review.
Yeah, thank you. And 7 more 5-star reviews, we're at 100. And then maybe we'll have some more magnets to give away by then. Oh.
Did you order more?
I will if we get to 100.
Okay.
Let's get to 100 and I can do more magnets. All right, here we go. To everyone's favorite part of the show, the word of the day was words of the day. There's 3 of them. Turnaround day, Michelle. Can you define turnaround day?
I know this is going to blow your mind, but turnaround is one word.
What?
Yeah. So it's just word of the day.
Well, day. I put turnaround day.
Oh, right. Turnaround is one. Okay, fine.
Turnaround's one word?
Yeah, but not, so it's not 3 words. It's just 2 words.
No wonder I did so bad in English on the ACT.
We don't even want to talk about the ACT.
Not with Doug, no.
No. Turnaround day is the day where one set of passengers debarks the ship and another set embarks.
So they basically coming in, turning around.
Yeah.
I know turnaround day is the big day for the crew. It's a lot of work. So be extra nice to the crew on that first day.
Especially those 3 and 4 nighters. Because
yeah,
you're turning
like
around twice a week.
The crew on, like, the Disney Wish, the Allure of the Seas, I think Freedom of the Seas does 3 and 4s.
It mixes some.
Yeah. But there's, you know, those ships, they're the workhorses of the cruise industry, and so are their crew. And some of those crew members are on their first ever contract because that's where the openings are for a reason. It's a lot of work on turnaround day. So be extra patient and nice. And if it's your first cruise in 20 years, you're not going to realize they're stressed because it's fantastic. Anyway, turnaround day, the word of the day. On to the news. So we have 2 weeks of news to catch up on here, Michelle. The news is brought to you by backtothemouse.com. Our good friends Joe and Nancy over at backtothemouse.com. Go check out some stateroom pictures. Least expensive Disney cruise prices per night is a great post that they do. So go check out backtothemouse.com. All right, first off, Princess Cruise Line offers up a train deal. They're partnered with the Bright Line. And now you can book a package transportation and not just the train from Orlando to like Fort Lauderdale or Miami, or say from the Miami Metro up to Orlando, but now you check your bags with Bright Line, they show up in your room. It's next time you see them. So that's a pretty cool service. Plus you get coach service, like a bus from the Bright Line station to the port. So that's really valuable in Orlando if you're taking the train north, but it works both ways. And you book it with, it's called the Rail and Sail Program with Princess Cruise Lines. So that's pretty cool. And I think there's currently a discount being offered, like 15% off or something like that, when you book the Rail and Sail. And yeah, it's a pretty good deal. I think really beats having to drive that stretch. If you're driving the car, you can't relax. You can't watch a movie. But if you're on a train, guess what you can do? Relax and watch a movie. So, also of note, they're not currently sailing out of Port Canaveral. So I mentioned Orlando, but they will begin in November. So that's what you can book it for, is November of 2024 for the Orlando departures.
But I think everyone's looking forward to the Sun Princess. So,
yeah. So Princess Cruise Line, that's kind of a nice thing. We need to see the train getting utilized more. We did not use it. We ended up not needing to.
No, because we ended up changing our flights on the cruise.
Yeah. For a family of five, it wasn't cost effective for us to do when we did look at it. However, for a couple, I think I would have rather done the train than rent a car and drive, because that would have been because the car rental costs the same. You know, either way, well, we could have rented a smaller car, but then I would have had less work to do. You know what I mean? Plus, you don't have to worry about tolls or any of that nonsense when driving. So there you go. Princess Cruise Line partnering up with Bright Line. Take the Bright Line. Try it out. All right. Next up, one of my favorite things to talk about. Cruise ports that don't want to be cruise ports. So Juneau, the city of Juneau and Cruise Lines have reached a tentative accord to negotiate conceptual framework that could set a precedence for managing cruise passenger volumes. So as of right now, they have made a preliminary agreement to make an agreement on how to limit passengers. That's makes sense, Michelle?
I mean, this is your cup of tea.
Yeah, so basically they don't have an agreement yet, but they've made an agreement to make an agreement. Currently, they're charging a pretty hefty, you know, port fee in Juneau. And they're also currently arguing about how to use that money, because it's supposed to be used to help the cruise industry in a roundabout way, like more ports or better services on the port. And Juneau's been kind of spending it on whatever they want. So the cruise line's not happy with Juneau, and now they're supposed to negotiate this new thing with Juneau. So will be interesting to see where this heads. I understand you got to set a limit at some point, right? But tentatively agreed to tentatively talk about setting a limit. All right. Baltimore, they're eyeing an early April for reopening. That was a week or two ago when they said that. They have not reopened. So I would suffice it to say it's not going to open in early April. So we still don't have a set date yet. I know Carnival and Royal are still officially going out of Norfolk, Virginia. Hopefully I said that right. I got multiple pronunciations.
Yeah.
All different, by the way, emailed or messaged on Instagram and Twitter to me. So probably another week or so. And then I don't know if that's going to open to cruise traffic, though, or just like, you know, industrial shipping, because that's a bigger issue, I think, for Baltimore. All right. Last little bit of cruise news. 2026, Michelle, I have a cruise I already want to possibly go on. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. The Queen Mary II, Queen Anne, and Queen Victoria will all take cruises to take place to see the solar eclipse in 2026. These are the first ones officially announced, Iceland to Spain, right?
Yeah.
So I imagine this is the first of many cruises that will say, hey, we're going to go sit in the path of totality, come cruise with us. I'm down for that, possibly. 2026, what are we doing in April 2026?
Starting another kid in college.
Oh, it's August 12th of 26.
Yep.
Oh, that's horrible timing for us.
Putting two kids into college.
Stupid eclipses, not thinking of our schedule first. Anyway.
Yeah, I already had a client reach out and be like, can you please give me pricing for celebrities 2026? And I was like, well,
they haven't
not quite out yet.
So. Right. And I'm sure Celebrity, Royal, Norwegian are going to be on top of this. Possibly even Disney. Because
during the summer season.
That's the time of year where Disney's in that right area. They're selling out of Southampton in 2025 at that time of year. So, yeah. Eclipse cruises. The cruise you didn't know you needed to take to look at, not the sun.
Yep.
I mean, you're really looking at the moon. Okay. That's the news. Let's move on to the show today. I didn't even tease the show today. Did you?
No.
Nope.
You would have heard me.
I couldn't remember. That was 5 minutes ago.
Oh, this is true.
All right. Here is the show for today. 5 things to change up on your next cruise. So say you cruise regularly and you kind of get in a rut of you go here, you go there, you do this, you see this show, you drink this drink, you do this excursion. You get repetitive. Also, if you're a new cruiser, these are some ways to possibly like avoid crowds or to do things slightly different to where you're not with everybody. Would you say that's a fair assessment for new cruisers too?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't know you did it wrong, you know, your first thoughts.
We're not saying that's wrong, the other things. We're saying what you could tweak, change up.
The way you presented it to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody's wrong if they're not doing it the way I do it. It's 5 things to change up on your next cruise.
Yeah, that's current, the title. The title you sold me on was different. So.
Oh, what was that?
Something like 5 things you did wrong on, like, I don't even remember.
Nowhere.
The word was wrong.
Nowhere in the outline do I have the word wrong. There's no wrong way to cruise. Well, there is. Okay. There isn't. There really isn't. Everybody, to each their own, can cruise however they want, as long as you follow the rules. There are wrong ways to cruise if you don't follow the rules, just to clarify. Okay. First up, Michelle, I'm gonna say what the thing to change up is, and then you go, all right? Are you ready to go?
I guess, yeah.
All right. Don't eat embarkation day at the buffet, right? People get on, which way to the buffet? And they go, right? How do you change this up to do that different? This is what you do.
Most cruise lines either have a sit-down meal in the main dining room or possibly a specialty dining room. Or even just a quick service, like poolside. So, those are the different options. And like Doug said, everybody takes the elevator to the buffet and huge crowds.
Yeah.
So,
you know, if you're like one of the first people on board, buffet is fine. If you are boarding with the masses, you're going to be eating with the masses.
One thing I will say about the buffet is that you control your food. Like, you control everything. Because you literally control how long you eat, how long it takes to get the food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the advantage of that. But if you don't feel like fighting the crowds at the buffet and having to help your kids fill their plates if you have kids, that was the worst thing about the buffet when they were little.
Yeah, kids, it was awful.
First you fill their plates, then you go get your own.
And they're like done eating and crabby by the time you finally sit down with your food.
Yeah, and then they want another round.
Or dessert. And you're like, let me just eat my crab legs, please.
Yeah, so... But, so Disney has a main dining room open, usually, and they also have quick service open on board.
Mm-hmm.
I know Royal Caribbean has Park Cafe open on a lot of the ships. El Loco Fresh.
That's a good option for Royal, El Loco Fresh.
Yeah.
Some have some of the specialty dining open that you could book in advance or check with once you get on board. We've done all the different things on embarkation day. Now, with Disney, a lot of times we're boarding before the chaos.
Yeah.
Because of status. But earlier, like our mid-level cruises, like halfway through our cruising journey, we did the counter service stuff on deck. Quite a few cruises, right?
It's nice, too, if they want to swim.
And well, you're right out there by the pool. You grab the burger, the hot dogs, the chicken strips, the pizza, that sort of food. We've done this on the Wish multiple times. I would actually rather eat.
Yeah, I'm not big fans of Marceline's, the buffet there.
Yeah, it's not as much seating. And the nice thing about the Wish, Disney Wish, is you have your Donald's Canteen food, the smokehouse, the pizza, and the burgers and stuff. And the barbecue is really good, and so is Donald's Canteen, and they're slightly different. So that's a good alternative than going just following the crowd to the buffet. All right, check.
Yep.
Okay, next up, Michelle. Don't just follow the crowd. Do you need more than that?
I think so, because
so
that's what we just talked about.
You have a port day. You dock in Nassau. You dock in Cozumel. Don't just follow the crowd on your port day.
Well, I would beg to differ that people would have some kind of plan, though. They wouldn't be following a crowd.
Yeah, but your plan might just be what everybody else does.
But I think what you're getting at is you don't have to get off the ship.
Okay.
Or, like, at least for the whole day, you don't
have
to.
That is what I'm getting off at.
Yeah, I think that's the better way to say it, right? So, Doug's saying, like, if you've been to NASA or you've been to...
To where?
I cannot say it right.
Nassau.
Whatever. If you've been there or you've been to Cozumel, you know, 5-10 times, and you don't really feel like doing anything new or doing anything you've already done, you know, stay on board because the crowd gets off.
Right. Even in the most common ports in the world, the crowd gets off. The vast majority of passengers do an excursion and get off the ship. So stay on. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Enjoy the empty pool.
Yeah, the pools are emptier. The water slides are emptier.
Emptier.
Like, trivia is easier to win.
We still fail.
Actually,
though.
Not. I actually differ because the smart people are staying on. I don't know.
Yeah. They don't offer as much on the ship on a port day, though, as like a sea day. So don't expect all the offerings, especially before lunch. After lunch, you start to see more things from like the crew staff.
Yeah, because the crew staff has to help people get off on their excursions in the morning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. They're the ones carrying the paddles of power on and off the ship. And I think that's for most cruise lines. I think that is a pretty across-the-board thing. But the pool will open at a certain time. Check what time the pool's open. You can sleep in a hair if you're not getting off. The reason we pick on Cozumel and Nassau is they're the two most popular ports, I think, on the planet Earth, right? Not a home port, but like a port of call. I think Cozumel's number one. I think Nassau's now number two. So lots of people have been there and lots of people that are going there. So it's easy to find something different, like, than just getting off, like, enjoy the ship a little bit. Even though you have 2 or 3 sea days on longer cruises, it's a different experience on the ship during a port day, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We do this. We didn't do this on our last 7-night, though.
No, we didn't. We got off on all the... Well, we hadn't been to the Western Caribbean.
For a while.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we had, though.
We're not doing it in Alaska, either.
No. But our Ketchikan day is going to be, like... We're going to be on the ship until the afternoon. So that morning will be emptier for me to sleep. Anyway. All right. Don't just treat it like another dinner.
Treat what like another dinner?
So every night on the cruise ship, you have dinner. Don't treat it like a chore. Like, I have to be there by 5:45 and cruise lines forcing me to eat fancy food. Treat it like something special. You only get so many family dinners together in life. Don't just treat it like something you have to go do. The cruise line's forcing you to eat food. That's what I'm trying to get after here, Michelle.
Now, we may make our kids do like pictures before and after, but
well, we're not treating it like just a normal dinner, though.
We're not, no.
We treat each night like it's important. We're counting down the nights we have left with our children. Did I make you sad?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I can talk.
All right, yeah, we'll elaborate on that.
Well, we get dressed up every evening. I mean, unless it's formal night, we're not going like way overboard like Doug's polo and khaki shorts. Like currently,
I am currently dressed for dinner. It's not a t-shirt though. I'm better than that.
Okay. Well, anyway, so we get dressed up. Usually the kids wear something nicer.
The girls definitely wear dresses.
Yeah. So
maybe a romper or two. Sure. Just to clarify.
And then for formal night, we actually do get dressed up because...
To the nines.
Sure.
Or the eights. I'm not a nine.
Our kids wear those like dresses and things for like other occasions. Like Claire's having her eighth grade dance this weekend, and she's going to wear whatever she wore on New Year's on the cruise this year.
Which was very formal.
Yeah.
We were all spiffied up. I even wore a top hat.
But I would take this a different way.
Oh?
Because don't treat it like any other dinner. Try things new. It's included. You don't have to just constantly stick to steak. I mean, that's what I do. But I have tried lots of things over the years. And now that I'm gluten-free, steak is good for that.
Yeah.
So,
like Claire had tofu on the Wish.
Yeah.
Right? Claire discovered she liked shrimp on the Royal Cruise.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
Yeah. So, I mean, just try things that are different because, like, literally, like I said, it's included in the price. And if you don't like it, guess what? They're going to bring you something different.
Right. Like, Alden got the escargot.
You can't do that at home when, like, your mom makes dinner. If you don't like it, you can't say, make me something different. Some people do.
You can to your mother,
however,
but you shouldn't.
I don't feel that's fair.
Oh, poor mothers getting abused by children all the time.
Yeah, we do make our kids eat dinner with us on the ship. They don't have to really be with us most other times except for excursions. But
we don't even make them eat lunch with us anymore.
No. So dinner is special to us.
Yeah.
So.
And we make it special. And yes, we do some pictures beforehand, some pictures afterwards. And those pictures are really nice to have years down the road because we can look at all those family dinner, basically, like formal night from all our cruises throughout the year. It's amazing to see the progression of what the kids look like. And then you can tell I've been on a lot of cruises since we started because, you know, cruising. There's a running track, I hear. Maybe I should reverse what the effects of cruising are on me. Anyway, yeah, get dressed up. Make it special because family time is special. There. Yeah. Okay. All right. You don't have to take care of everyone else.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is what...
Oh, you don't need more explanation for this one, do you?
This is the reason why I like cruising.
I'm going to back up here.
I don't have to cook. Not that I cook very much anyway.
I'm in trouble here.
But I don't do laundry. Okay, so I do a few times, but sometimes because otherwise I would pack too much.
And that was a 2-week trip to Europe the last time you did laundry.
Right. No, I did some. I've done some.
On the Fantasy?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds more like a choice. Oh, you had...
They have more
laundry
rooms on the Fantasy.
You had more nights after the cruise that Alden really didn't. Got it.
True. But yeah, take the time because other people are taking care of you. So go ahead and take time to go to the spa. I don't like the spa, so I'm not going to the spa.
You have, though.
Sit and relax. Also, I don't do that well, but lots of people should.
You go do trivia and crafts and things.
I don't do crafts.
The girls did once.
Okay, I don't. Okay. We've sat like on the running deck. Running deck.
You went and worked on the running deck and then they power washed you.
I call that's taking care of me because I could work and I didn't have to take care of anyone else either.
Yeah. And your phone couldn't ring.
Yeah,
I see this one as our kids are teenagers, right? So if they can't get to what they want to do throughout the day, that's not your problem. That's their problem. So you don't need to worry about them until dinner.
Right, because it's not like we're leaving them behind because they're still sailing along with us.
Right. So, like, you don't have to make sure everyone gets out of the door because if they miss something, they miss something. It's not the end of the world.
I do make sure Alden gets back to the room, though.
That's different. That's still being a parent. But, and by you make sure he gets back to the room... I'm pretty sure I'm awake more often than you are when he arrives back to the room, but okay.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. So, find your me time. Don't just be worried about everybody else. enjoyment, make sure you worry about your enjoyment too. I think that's the bottom line that I'm looking for there.
Yep.
Sounded poetic almost.
No, it didn't.
Okay. All right. Here's the fifth one. Don't just do the same thing again and again.
All right. You're saying not to take the city tour on every single excursion.
Yeah, I'm talking excursions on this mm-hmm. one. So, like, don't do this. Like,
I literally just said it. You're going to say it again. I'm going to say
the city tour or the beach day. Like, you can do all the beach days you want. God bless you. But you know what? It's okay to try something different. Mix something different in there. If you have like 4 port days and you're doing 4 beach days, that sounds really boring to Doug. So we're mix not something beach in there. People, well, so I just don't want to do the same. So I know people that will go on our Alaskan cruise and in all 3 ports do a whale watching tour. In all 3 ports. That, like, mix it up. So that's part of, like, we talked about our Alaskan excursions. I try to find something that's outside of our comfort zone each time. At least over the last 3 or 4.
We're going to go
kayaking where we've never been kayaking. So why not start in Alaska? Right? So we're going to go kayaking. We've never done that. Our fantasy cruise, our adventurous excursion was in Cozumel where we went and did like a cultural. We painted a brela.
A Gila.
I don't know. No. The spirit animals, but it doesn't translate to spirit animals. They'd yell at me. You know what I mean. The Dante, the dog from Coco, we painted. So that was outside of what we would normally do. In Greece, we did the one where we went and had dinner at a farm, which having dinner at a farm doesn't sound real scary until you look at the fact that, like, Samantha and I have food allergies and it just makes you very nervous to do that.
There was bees.
There was a bee farm. It was a honey farm. It wasn't a like farm. It was a honey farm. And I did not tell anyone that detail until the lady said it on the bus as we were heading there. And by bus, I mean just us. It was just our family. It was our 5 and then my sister and my niece. So our 7. And both Michelle and my sister look at me like, what the did you sign us up for? And I'm like, bees. But a bee farm, you're nowhere near bees because, as they said, we don't want you killing our employees. So
thank goodness
we didn't see a single bee on the bee farm.
We saw some bees. You're crazy.
They didn't want to bother us.
We saw some bees.
Well, I didn't see any because I'm not that sweet. But anyway,
adventurous. I know some people, you know, love to do a city tour to find out about history, but there's also some other history ones that you can do, like the art things that we were talking about.
The hands-on ones are fantastic. Because our one that went to the farm also went to a marble carving studio where we learned about carving marble and like right the kids us. Hammered on some stuff and we made apples that I'm touching. Yes, I'm petted the apple.
Yeah, but like... I know that some people are worried about the strenuous part of like a tour and, you know, so they just stick to like the city tour.
Right.
Get on a bus, go.
I've had someone say I did the old person tour.
But there's other things you can do, like all these things. Like, and then in Bermuda, there was a glass blowing thing right there.
Right.
That you could go and look at too. Mm-hmm. So
there's non-extraneous alternatives to the city tour.
Especially if you don't want to swim too. Because, like, Cozumel, we didn't swim this last time.
You know what a good alternative to the beach day is? Segway tours.
Nope, I'm scared of those.
Well, I didn't say for you. But I know Back to the Mouse has done a Segway tour and raves about it. I think that's one of their favorite excursions they've ever done.
Yep.
I'm probably that's putting words said. In his
no,
mouth.
No, I'm pretty confident I heard that,
yeah.
too.
So Segway tours are a good alternate. And plus, if you want a beach day, there's a lot of things that are combination things. They're longer excursions where you have the Segway, then you have the beach day. Or you do the cultural thing, then you have a beach day. Or you do the city tour, part of it, and then you go watch how they make glass.
Or chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, a lot
you don't
of food.
Have to do art stuff.
Hands-on food experiences are really good. We have not done that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Especially in Europe, you see a lot more of the food. Like in Florence, you can go make pasta. We won't do that because, you know, things. But that's a really popular thing to do. And it's not just a city tour. And usually, if you book with the right place or right company or the right tour, you're also getting some of that city tour mixed in with your food experience, your hands-on craft experience, your cultural experience. Alaska has a ton of cultural experiences, but I'm pretty sure they're the last thing to get booked. We didn't book one. I feel kind of bad that we didn't book one. One, they're crazy expensive, like everything else, but I would have liked to have done. There was one about totem poles that I wanted to do that had a little hands-on part, but it was like super expensive, and I wanted to go kayaking. It's when in Rome. So there you go. There's our five. Enjoy those five things to try to do a little differently. Think about, have you gotten in a rut? Have you gotten repetitive? Like, do you always order the same food at main dining? Like, I have talked to somebody that orders the same thing at main dining every night on Royal Caribbean because it's the same menu every night. Could you imagine a 7-night cruise where you ate the same exact... I couldn't do it. But I guess they know what they like and they stick to it. So there's that side of the coin. But
I have steak almost every meal, but it's different steak.
Different sauces, taste. Different potatoes, different cuts. But yeah, there you go. Five things to change up on your next cruise. Give it a whirl. Let us know how it goes. Also, if we get to 100 reviews, we'll send out some more magnets. So leave a 5-star review. We'll read it on air, and that will make us extremely happy. Also, if you're looking to go cruising, you can email Michelle at touringandcruises.com and talk to her about cruising. And if you're wanting to cruise through the eclipse in 2026, hold tight. More cruises yet to come. I'm pretty confident it's going to be more than Cunard cruising through the I'm not going on Cunard to see that. I don't want to go on the Queen Anne or the Queen
Mary. You were pretty excited about the Queen Anne.
No.
You were. You like you just...
Is that the newest one? I thought that's the... I don't know. I don't pay attention. The Queen Mary
you
2?
You read through it and you were excited. Do you want to go?
No. I want to go look at the eclipse, but not on that cruise line. There's options. Royal and Norwegian, possibly Disney even going to be there.
That's a little too dressy for you, isn't it?
Yes. If I can't wear my polo and my shorts and flip-flops to dinner, things get... I will dress up for...
We just said that as we dress up. We're usually dress up.
But for formal night, I'll dress up. I'll do it one or two nights. Yeah. Not every night. Okay. Enough is enough here. We're going to wrap it up. Well, if you want to follow us, we're on social media at Rope Drop on Deck on all of the things except...
Still no TikTok.
Yeah, probably never going to happen. Nope. So, thank you very much for joining us on Rope Drop on Deck.